Burma's opening plants a seed of hope for North Korea. Quick, what's the 8th fastest growing church in the world? And when it comes to spirits, we've got a story to raise yours. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Compassion International is preparing to work in North Korea. I mean, who would have thought it possible? Well, then again, nobody ever thought Burma would open up either. Ross Devenport says God is moving and they want to be ready. Last month, they co-hosted a conference for that reason in South Korea.
One of the purposes of the summit was to raise awareness of the situation and the needs of children in North Korea. Number two was to begin to prepare and equip the churches of Korea to be ready and to give them practical tools that they could use.
Training is ongoing. It'll be challenging to help the children overcome generations of suspicion, fear, and oppression, which will be answered by the gospel.
Our plan is to have 200 churches ready to partner with us by 2017.
Pray the opening could come at any time.
He hears the needs and the cries and the prayers of the children of North Korea, even when those children may not know how to pray.
Speaking of big changes, in case you missed it, the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, China, India, and South Africa, are forming their own bank.
It is a political move, but it's more than that. These countries are serious. What began as a somewhat innocent group of countries who were merely considered emerging economies now has turned into a viable trading bloc.
Dr. Brad Stom leads Cornerstone University's business division. He says the BRICS nations aren't just expanding their trade options. They're actually moving away from Western institutions and their leaders. So what's all that got to do with missions?
They're all coming together. They're trying to unify. But where is God? So the opportunity for missions organizations and other parachurch groups to spread the gospel, I think, is opening wider than ever.
When I go deeper, you'll find the rest of the details at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Political restrictions and religious persecution have driven people in Iran to despair. Many turn to destructive behaviors, while some actually take their own lives. But not all hope is lost. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, helps the hopeless find true joy in Christ. It has a counseling center which gives biblical instruction on how to handle despair. You can help these people by praying that they find salvation. Visit our website for other ways that you can help. This next story is a contrast. Mongolia is the 8th fastest growing church in the world, and radio broadcasting is a huge part of that. For years, Far East Broadcasting has been ministering to the Mongolian people through radio, and now Reach Beyond and Moody Radio are extending their reach to help them. John Fugler of Reach Beyond.
Their goal is to take the gospel to the entire country and to cover the entire country with Christian radio.
Partners are trying to raise enough money to build 3 more stations by the end of the month.
With these stations adding on to the current network of stations, 90% of the population will be covered with Christian radio. So this is really strategic. It's basically, you're seeing virtually the entire country within reach of the gospel being broadcast.
Reach Beyond is also sending 900 solar-powered handheld radios. Will you take action in changing this nation? Before you say no, check out the details at missionnews.org. And if you're looking for an inspirational story, check this one out. In Africa, spirit worship is an integral part of life. Many people live in fear of offending the spirits, which are thought to cause poverty and disease. But recently, some discovered the power of the Holy Spirit. An outreach team with Operation Mobilization planted 2 churches in rural African villages. In all, 110 villagers came to the Lord. Remember what those first few days were like? Would you keep them in prayer? Pray that God would also continue to bless these churches and that even more people would come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want good news you won't get anywhere else for free? Well, sign up for our free daily e-news blast. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner, fill out the info, and voila, you'll get news you can do something about. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.